Hey friend, welcome. I'm so excited to have you here listening to another episode of the Pattern Design Circle podcast. Here we talk all about the ins and outs of designing knit and crochet patterns and running a business that makes it all possible. I'm Jessica, your host, knitting pattern designer, design mentor, and the friend in your ear. Can't wait to dive right in. The Pattern Design Circle podcast is sponsored by the Pattern Design Circle, a membership community for knit and crochet pattern designers that are feeling lost, lonely, or frustrated in their business. It connects you with a supportive community that's always eager to answer your questions and help you through the hard times. And there's loads of resources and activities specifically catered to business and designing. Sound like your jam? Check it out at snickerdoodleknits.com/design-circle. That's snickerdoodle, like the cookie, knits, knits.com/design-circle. All right, let's get into it.
Hello and welcome back to the Pattern Design Circle podcast. I'm so excited to be here chatting with you. And I have some guests with me for this podcast episode. This episode was actually recorded right after during New York Sheep and Wool Festival at the Go Sadie House. I was able to stay at the Go Sadie House for the Rhinebeck weekend, and there I was able to chat with Sam and Hillary from the Go Sadie team. Do you want to give a little bit of a heads up that the recording setup was a little bit different? So we were sitting on couches, the camera was a little bit away, so you may have to turn up your volume a little bit, but I hope you're able to hear. All right, I'm super excited to share about what Go Sadie is doing and then a little bit of the behind the scenes and some business advice. So let's dive right in.
Hello and welcome back to the Pattern Design Circle podcast. I'm so excited to have Hillary and Sam here from Go Sadie. We're going to talk about what Go Sadie is, how it was created, the business journey to get here. We might talk a little bit about their other businesses outside of Go Sadie, and then what Go Sadie is doing for designers and how to learn more. So Hillary is one of the co-founders. How did Go Sadie start? Why did it start? What's kind of the background story?
So the background story is really about how I met Michelle. I own a shop in Chicago called Nina Chicago. We sell yarn, fabric, all the fun stuff. And Michelle is the owner and founder of Stitch and Hustle, which is also Stitch Up Events. And so she actually did her very first Stitch Up event the year before I took over Nina Chicago. So I met her that year because I was working for the previous owner and, you know, fun event, whatever. And then the next year, she's back and I own the store and we just start collaborating. And we've been the sponsor, you know, the LYS sponsor for Stitch Up ever since. I don't even know how many years it's been. But it's just grown every year and Michelle and I just grew closer and eventually became friends. And one day we were driving somewhere actually and just talking about designers and the issues that we have. She's also a pattern designer. I design patterns for my store. And Go Sadie was really born in that moment where we just sort of talked about what can we do? You know, there's all of these places where we can sell patterns and not everyone wants to use them all. And it's such a pain to use this one and then this one, and they're also different. And that's really where Go Sadie was born.
Yes, I love that. And I love how so often these ideas are just like, in the moment, it's not some huge vision. It's just like, this is something that would be really cool. This is a need that I have. This is something that the industry needs. I wish I had this in my life. And then from there, it blossoms into something greater.
And it was very organic the way it just sort of fleshed out. And I'll never forget. She looked at me, I was driving, and she was like, are we doing this? Should we do this? And I was like, yeah, we're gonna do this.
Yes, and it's so amazing to have people around you that support your ideas and
are
willing to go in with you, and it's so helpful.
Yeah, I can't believe it's only been a year and a half.
Yeah,
it's just been such a journey, and I'm like, did I have life before this? Was I alive? What was I doing with my life? Oh yeah, I own a local yarn shop. Still love that, but it all works hand in hand, which I love about this community.
Yeah, so I was going to ask you as well. What does that look like now that you have go Sadie in addition to the yarn shop? What does that look like for your business life and juggling it all?
It's honestly looking really great right now. Someone actually asked me this morning, so if you're here, is your shop closed? And no, my shop is not closed because I have the most amazing manager ever. Shout out to Jennifer, assistant manager, Chell. Like, they are running the place. I'm not even worried about it. It's literally in the back of my mind, least of my worries. I'm just here, like, maybe I'll find a new vendor for us. They're doing their thing. Haven't heard a peep out of them. It's, I'm really blessed.
Yeah. So what is your role in GoSadie?
So I'm one of the co-founders.
Yeah, so how did Sam join the team? What's
in the name? Oh, this is a fun story.
So I met Michelle at a Knit in Public day, randomly. She came over to me, we were like, what are you wearing? Can I squish you? Kind of situation. We were friends ever since and followed each other on, you know, all of our events and journeys over the years. And then she hit the ground running with Hillary with GoSadie, and I was still at Lion Brand at the time, and she had kind of mentioned GoSadie to me, but it hadn't really been fleshed out in my brain of what it was.
Planted the seeds.
And then after I left Lion Brand, I heard there are two different versions of how this happened. My version of the story is that after I left Lion Brand, GoSadie, Michelle called me and kind of pitched me the idea of GoSadie. And I had already moved on to another project, but as soon as I heard what GoSadie was going to do, I'm just a designer myself, and I heard how it was gonna evolve and change the workflow for designers, I was like, oh gosh, I really wanna be a part of it. So then I joined the team. But Hillary has a different version of that story.
I feel like the version I can tell is, in a nutshell, we just like saw Sam. We're like, Sam, you're coming. You got it. Come on. We don't care what else you're doing. Just make it happen. Trust us. And here we are.
And now we're going to see.
Yeah.
That's so fun. And I've been an alpha tester. So I've been from the beginning of testing, which was July of last year.
Yeah, that's so great.
This is right now October 2023. And we're actually here at Rhinebeck, New York Sheep and Wool at the GoSadie House, which is amazing. So
it's been super fun.
When there's GoSadie houses in the future, definitely jump on it.
Yeah.
It's been so much fun here. So Sam, you wanna share a little bit about, like, how long have you been designing? What are you most excited about with GoSadie as a platform?
Oh gosh, that's a tough question. I've been designing for a few years now, not seriously, kind of doing it a little bit more so over the last couple of years. I am super excited about what this is going to do for designers, because the reason why I haven't been designing as much is because it takes so much time to do it, not just the design process, but like the upkeep afterwards and all of the little tiny details that go into putting your patterns out there in the world that you just don't think about until your patterns are out there in the world. Mm-hmm. So that's probably selfishly what I'm the most excited about, and why I was so excited to join GoSadie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think it's amazing to see how big GoSadie is. Like, so often I think in this industry, we maybe play it safe, play it small, and I think GoSadie really is going big. And, you know, just in the funding behind it and the whole story. And so it's really cool to see. No, like, we're not just designers. We're not just in the knitting crochet industry. This is, we're businesses.
Yeah.
And I know for designers, because I'm a design mentor, there are so many designers that maybe we'll stick to just one or two platforms because it is so overwhelming to be on so many platforms. And so it's amazing to see, you know, like, you have one pattern, it can go to all the places, and it doesn't have to take forever to get uploaded to those places. So
exactly, a huge time saver.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Hillary, well, and Sam, I like to keep things real and authentic. Talk about the fact that life isn't perfect, business isn't perfect. What has kind of the GoSadie journey looked like behind the scenes? You don't have to tell us everything. like real life, like just, you know, talking to another business owner, like we always see these beautiful fronts of businesses. Yeah. I assume it hasn't been all.
It's just not always roses. Pretty behind the scenes. Michelle and I, neither of us have ever done a business like this before. Mm-hmm. So there's just fail upwards, right? You know, yeah, we've made all kinds of probably rookie mistakes. There are just so many things that you just don't know what you don't know. And you just learn. We're just roll with all the mistakes that we make and we learn from them. And quite frankly, I think that we're doing pretty well. Mm-hmm. It's just the usual like run-of-the-mill stuff.
What I love about both Hillary and Michelle is that they're so transparent. The whole point of rolling out beta testing is to run into mistakes and errors so that we can catch them and fix them and
yeah.
Build the best spot. Whenever, you know, alpha testers or beta testers come to us and they're like, hey, we ran into this thing, this glitch or this thing, we're like, that's a good thing. That's amazing. That's what we want. So we can catch it and make the best platform possible.
Yeah, because like how often do we put the pressure on ourselves that something has to be perfect when we put it into the world? Like sure, we test our patterns and stuff, but we put just, I think as humans, maybe it's our society in general, so much pressure on ourselves, like as soon as I share something, it has to be perfect. Maybe even sometimes when we bring our pattern to our tech editor or testers, we're like embarrassed when there's a mistake. And it's like, well, no, it's part of the process.
That's absolutely it. And just starting the new business, it is part of the process. I don't want to say like we have no idea what we're doing. We do, but it is new to us, and we're learning along the way, and we're good with it. It's not perfect, mm-hmm. but we're just always, like Sam said, transparency is really important to us. We're always gonna like let you know what's going on. Things happen. Hey, this update didn't work. Sorry, it's just part of all of it.
It's a live
part
build.
Of the. Yeah. It's literally a live build. It's just part of the journey.
Yeah. So beta testing is open now. And where do they go to sign up? I'll put the link in the description as well.
Yeah.
You can go to gosafety.com and find all of the information that you need to get set up. The website is app.gosafety.com. But you can go to gosafety.com. That will get you where you need to go.
Yeah. So what does beta testing include? Like what platforms do we have available? And what does actually beta testing mean?
Well, depending on when this goes out, you will either have Ravelry or you'll have Ravelry and Etsy. We can say that because it's coming. Mm-hmm. So you're an alpha tester, you already have it.
Yes.
Yeah, so if you create a beta account today, then you get 6 months free from the start of your account creation. And that means that you can get on the platform, try it out, see what works for your design process before we move into the subscription model for GoSafety.
So are beta testers getting feedback like with the surveys that we have for alpha, or is it really kind of just playing around and using it like you would just be on the platform?
Well, it's a little bit different than the alpha program. We're sending out surveys about once a month, or if we have a new feature that's rolling out, we'll probably want to get feedback on that. And then if you have anything that you want to see or changes to the platform, you can always reach out to us. We'll hop on a call. We are a tiny team that is so excited, and we will get on a call with you and talk about anything that you want to say. So we are just really excited to hear from everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So future, past beta testing, what platforms how much can you share?
We want everything.
Yes. So to say, to quote Mean Girls, the limit does not exist.
Yeah, I mean, really the goal is to make it as easy as possible for designers. Therefore, the more platforms, the better. And, you know, with each addition just comes more community benefits as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we have, like, Ravelry, Etsy, Lovecrafts,
Payhub,
Shopify.
It's a long list, actually.
Yeah, yeah. And we're working with all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the plan.
Some we can say, some we cannot say.
Yes. What about other features? So we can edit and publish patterns from GoSafety to all the platforms. What else can we do with GoSafety?
Well, just for the designers, like a key thing, and this is like where I just, you know, so useful for me. So like all of our shop patterns, not even all of them, but I'm more motivated now, are published on Ravelry. And so I'm just going to import those and push them to Etsy. So like, that's actually a huge thing because designers are like, they still think, oh, this is great, but I have to start by like creating all my patterns in GoCD, and you don't have to.
Yeah.
So just like whatever you have, it's ready to go.
Yeah.
Just put it through GoCD.
And if you have stuff on Etsy and not Ravelry, it goes all the way around. And then you can edit your descriptions and everything, like for all of the platforms together,
yeah.
And all the photos, and it's all in one.
Designer landing pages are really excited about that.
Let's explain what a designer is.
Yeah, so the designer landing page is a page that you get when you sign up for GoCD, and all of your patterns can be there. And so as the consumer, your customer can come in, they can click on whatever pattern they want, it takes you to that pattern page and shows all of the selling channels that it's published to. So then the end user, your customer, also gets to choose which selling channel they want to purchase your pattern from, which is a really nice added bonus. Yeah.
So if you don't have a website, if you're using like Linktree as your landing page website, GoCD can be your website.
I think a lot of people have a website but don't have a blog, and they're really just using their website because they feel like they have to, and Linktree doesn't really give all of the options that you need. So GoCD is here to cut that out of your life and make it a lot easier.
And then GoCD is searchable, so you can look for patterns from the designers on GoCD. You can look for a specific designer. So it's not just, it's kind of like your website, but it's also integrated with other websites. So it's a mixture of
It's just like a big connection point.
Yeah.
All the things.
We're not here to replace, we're here to enhance everyone's process.
Yes. Yes. Any other features that we can share?
I am so excited about, and you can kind of speak to this as an alpha tester. You've seen it. If Etsy is live, they've seen it. But GoCD Smarts, trademark, is really going to come into play with Etsy and SEO. As a designer, it can be really challenging to get your patterns found. Like, you've gotten them up on Etsy, and then how do you stand out and make sure that they are popping up in search? So GoCD Smarts, trademark, will help make, we're, you know, looking through all the information that you're putting in when you're creating your pattern. So if you put in that this is a poncho using this weight and all of the little details, then when it gets to title, we can help you build out a title that's going to stand out from the crowd on the platform.
And tags.
And tags.
Yes. So basically it's a really cool platform. It's going to be amazing for designers to be able to really streamline your process, make things easier to publish to all of the places. And GoCD is really excited about creating community too. So you're not just building a platform, which is huge in and of itself.
Tiny little bit.
But you're doing a lot of these events. You're attending all these yarn festivals. Yeah. You have the GoCD house.
Like, being here with like all of you alpha designers is so fun. It's so good to get to know you. We've just met so many great people already. It's just
GoCD doesn't work without the designers, without the community, and so it's so important to stay in tune and in touch with what's happening in the community.
Yes. So as business owners yourselves, as designers yourselves, do you have anything in particular that maybe you've learned, that you've heard from somebody else, that you would pass on to another designer or business owner? It can be related to any of it that's maybe been inspirational to you or just a learning experience?
I think just understanding that people don't have it all figured out, which I think is it took me a second to realize that, especially with like social media, you see people's like end results and you're like, it looks like they've got it. Why don't I have it? What's wrong with me?
Yes.
So like just knowing that everybody's trying to figure it out, that's been hugely valuable.
Yeah, you have people that have been in it forever, for a long time, much longer than you, and you're like, I just have to figure out everything that they know. And then
things are always changing and evolving, and we're always learning. It's just how it goes. Yeah.
And it's okay to come in with a new, fresh perspective and change things up as well. Like,
definitely.
There's a lot of, probably it's for every industry, we just get in comfort zone and just do the same things as they've always been done. And with a new perspective, it's like, wait, this could be easier. We could create a platform to streamline things,
yeah,
or whatever,
yeah,
like that. So yeah, well, thank you so much for taking the time to join me here on the podcast, share a little bit about your own businesses and about Ghost Amy. I'm super excited to see it continue. It's a beautiful community. It's an exciting project, and I definitely encourage you listening to check it out, whether it's beta testing or once the full launch is here. I think it will be extremely valuable for saving time.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Wow, thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you found it valuable, please share the podcast with a designer friend. And if you have a minute, leave a review. It's so helpful for me and means the world to me. Chat soon.